Yeah, it's absolutely as black as night. But and when we get this cosmetic smoking as well, yeah, it simulates a real fire.
Right, okay.
What we'll do is we'll have two simulated casualties.
Yeah.
One will sit in this, what we have like a simulated bedroom area here.
You can just, I mean, just with a torch, we can just about see through a doorway, a mattress on a bed, but... And without any light, you can't see a thing. It's pitch black.
Can't see a thing. We turn our torches out. Okay. And once you get the smoke as well, obviously it increases. So it is very, very realistic. We'll then put one fireman, a simulated casualty there.
Right.
And then we'll put another one.
And we're walking back down the corridor. And again, there's a step there, which if we hadn't got torches on, I would not have seen. I would have gone flat on my face then.
That's right. And we'll put another casualty in here, as though they've... got lost in the smoke for some reason. They may have been low on air and searching for a way out, and they've got themselves into a bit of a state, which could happen. Well, I mean, we hope it never will through our training, but we have to plan for that eventuality. Mm. If they do get into this place and they set off their distress signal units, which they will do later on this morning, mm-hmm. We then send teams in from the outside with spare cylinders to give them or replenish their stocks of air. So you'll actually see that this morning when we smoke the place up.
So when this is all smoked up, it's completely pitch black. This is the worst scenario that the officers could possibly face?
It's one of the worst scenarios, yeah. If you've got firefighters in there, low on air, lost or trapped, yes, it causes us a big concern. And we've really got to go in there with rescue equipment, which really is to replenish their air while we can get them out.
How often do they go through this sort of training?
In our brigade, there's a requirement to have it as a refresher at least once per year.
Right.
Once per year.
And is this something that the lads enjoy doing?
Well, yeah, they do actually, because they know it's looking after their own well-being, basically. So anything that's going to look after them, they're sort of, you know, friendly towards it.
And I suppose deep down, you know, it's not really a real situation.
That's right, but we try and make it as realistic as possible.
Yeah.
And you might find that when you do come in to watch the exercise, that there seems to be a lot of confusion. But we like to say it's organised chaos.
Right. Well, I can't wait. So we're going to smoke this out with cosmetic smoke.
That's right.
Right, which is similar to what? Where would we normally find this sort of cosmetic smoke?
Cosmetic smoke, you'll see it in the nightclubs and the pubs where, you know, onto the dance floor they blow this cosmetic smoke out. I think it used to be on Top of the Pops a few years ago.
Legs and Co. dancing to it.
That's right.
Right. There won't be any of that going on here, I can tell you.
No, there won't be.
So it's going to be just smoked out. Won't see it. Well, we can't hardly see a thing anyway.
No.
Walls painted black.
We're at the top of the building, right, which is on the second floor.
Yeah.
The rescuers will be outside the building on the ground floor, and they'll have to make their way in, not knowing where the people are. So they've got to try and ascertain where the missing people are, and they'll go towards the sound of the distress signal unit, or to where outside we'll make a recording. Before these guys have gone in, they'll have made a recording of exactly where they were going to go and search. So it's where they were last reported, we'll go and search first.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see that outside.
Presumably they will have their torches, although they won't be much use.
They'll have the torches, and we do let them use them, because they've constantly got to check their own gauge readings on their own air, because they've got to be conscious of themselves not running out of air. It's a constant battle of management of your air, really. Yeah.
And obviously don't make it two, being the main important. Now, again, we're on the second floor here, but I haven't got a clue where we are. I've got no idea. It is pitch black, apart from our torchlight, and again, there are steps going up and down, and if it weren't for the torches, I wouldn't have a clue
where we are. There's rooms within rooms.
Another doorway opening here.
That's right, and everywhere is just like, when we get it full of smoke, it just becomes a maze, basically. And they've no way of remembering, you know, what they did the previous year.
Now, how often do you come in here yourself?
I'll come in here, like this week, for example. I'm working Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and I'm in here every day, morning and afternoon. So
so you have some rough idea of the layout of the building?
I've got exactly the idea of the layout of
the
building.
Right, I'm sticking with you for this, all right.
That's right. With me being... you know, instructor in here, you do need to build up a good picture.
Yeah.
In the dark, being able to actually read your way around in the dark. It's all experience, it's built up an experience of working here.
Okay, all right, we'll just make our way back downstairs and wait to bang my head. It's a good job I'm wearing a hard hat, you see. Bang my head on something there, didn't know what that was.
That's right, we're very conscious of health and safety at all times, and even if we're just like, as I'm showing you around here, we obviously put you in the protective clothing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fully geared out, by the way, for this.